This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV.
Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. As we wrap up this Tuesday edition of the show, I hand things over for our weekly news quiz to our quizmaster, Mike Ross.
Thank you, Dave. And yes, we are back with another edition of the Now News Quiz. And our three contestants are Dave Brown, of course. Good to have you back, Dave.
Oh, always a pleasure.
We also have Mark Phoenix back with us again. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Thank you very much. And filling in for Karen McGee, happy to welcome our manager here at AMI Audio. That's Andy Frank. Hi, Andy.
Mike, I'm exhausted from doing all those push-ups for the calendar.
Oh, we have our three contestants obviously already on fire and ready to go. The quiz is quite simple. We have three contestants. We have three rounds of questions. We have three questions per round, and each question comes with three multiple choice options that our contestants can call upon to help them answer the question. Now, if they can answer the question correctly without hearing those options, I'll give them 2 points. If they need to hear the options and get it right, I'll give them 1 point. If they get it wrong, we move along until the point is awarded. And Andy Frank, you get to kick it off for us. Wow. Here in round number one.
I'm honored.
Byron Seaman died last week at the age of 97. He was the co-founder of which Canadian NHL team?
Man, I'll need the choices.
Okay. Your options are the Vancouver Canucks, the Calgary Flames, or the Edmonton Oilers.
I'll go with the Canucks.
Incorrect. Incorrect. Dave Brown.
Let's go with the Oilers.
That's incorrect. And Mark Phoenix is on the board with the default point.
Yay.
Byron James, or BJ Seaman, and his late brother Daryl Doc Seaman were among six Calgary men, along with Nelson Scalbania, who bought the Atlanta Flames and moved the club to Alberta back in 1980. Dave Brown, question number two is for you. Last week, what country announced it would begin bottling Russia's Sputnik V vaccine?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'll take the options, please.
Your options are Ecuador, Brazil, or Mexico.
I'm going to go with Brazil.
That's incorrect. Mark Phoenix.
I was going to guess Ecuador.
Incorrect. Another default point. Andy Frank on the board.
Justice.
Yes. Mexico has already received more than 1 million doses of Sputnik V in recent months. The country has received 16.6 million doses overall and given some 12 million shots, covering about 9.4% of their population. Mark Phoenix, this one's for you. Authorities say a man was rescued after a tree that fell during high winds trapped him inside a structure at Gettysburg National Military Park in South Central Pennsylvania. Where was he trapped?
I'm definitely going to take the options on this one.
All right, your options are in his cabin, in a portable toilet, or inside his RV.
Well, I know for comedy purposes which one I'd pick, so we're going to go with B.
You are correct. Portable toilet it is. According to fire authorities, they found a tree atop a vehicle, but no one inside. And then park rangers told them the tree had trapped a man in a portable toilet. He was taken to Gettysburg Hospital by ambulance with injuries not considered life-threatening. And during the, of course, Battle of Gettysburg, the Little Round Top was the site of an unsuccessful Confederate assault on Union troops.
Mike,
so round one, yes.
Was that his Gettysburg address?
I was going to make a crappy situation joke.
Yeah.
All of the above. I should give you all bonus points for
Thank
those.
Thank you.
Round one in the books, and Mark Phoenix has 2 points. Andy Frank, 1 point. Dave Brown, yet to get on the board, but maybe you'll do it here, Dave. Last week, Oscar-winning actress Olympia Dukakis died at the age of 89. She was famous, of course, for her movies and her work on Broadway, but also graced the television screen, making her 1962 TV debut in the U.S. on what 1960s medical drama?
Well, obviously, I was watching it live at the time. Paul Daniel, really bringing the heat today with these questions compiled. Holy smokes. I'll take the options, please, Mike.
Your options are Dr. Kildare, The Doctors and the Nurses, or Ben Casey.
Full confession time. I've never heard of any of these shows.
Boo.
The Doctors and the Nurses?
No. I'm sorry? Mark Phoenix, is it Dr. Kildare or Ben Casey?
I've actually heard of one of these, so I'm going to go with the one I've heard of, Dr. Kildare.
That is correct. Dr. Kildare actually began as a radio show featuring Lionel Barrymore, but the TV version featured not only Dukakis, but a slew of other stars. And over the next 10 years, Dukakis played in many TV screen shows, including some short films, Death Wish. She was also on in the film in 1969 film John and Mary with Dustin Hoffman and Mia Farrow, and many more. So, Mark Phoenix, 3 points now, and this question is all yours.
Cool.
Last month, officials from Quebec City announced their $5 billion vision to apply to host the 2030 Olympic and Paralympic Winter Games. 6 days before their announcement, another Canadian city indicated their intention to apply for those same games. What Canadian city is that?
I love inter-Canadian drama. I'm going to have to take the options.
All right, your options are Calgary, Vancouver, or Edmonton?
For some reason, I kind of want to say Calgary.
That's incorrect. Andy Frank, is it Vancouver or Edmonton?
I'll go with Vancouver.
Got it. It is Vancouver. Some observers believe that of the two Canadian bids, Vancouver would be considered the front runner because they came in with a less expensive proposal than the city of Quebec at just $2 billion. So Andy Frank, 2 points. Mark Phoenix, 3 points. Dave Brown still being shut out. We'll see if that continues. But first, we got to end round two with this question for Andy. It was announced yesterday that Canadian-born Greg Abel was to be the next CEO of Warren Buffett's billion-dollar holding company, Berkshire Hathaway. From what Canadian province does Abel hail?
I'll need the choices, please.
Alberta, Ontario, or Nova Scotia?
Nova Scotia.
Incorrect. Dave Brown, Alberta or Ontario?
Let's go with Ontario.
Incorrect.
Oh, my gosh.
Another
default gosh.
Point. Wow, you guys really stink today.
Thanks.
Mark Phoenix, you get the default point there. You have 4 points. At the time of the announcement, Abel was Berkshire Hathaway's vice chairman. And also Buffett saying that while Abel will be the next CEO, he still has no plans to retire right away. So round two in the books. Mark Phoenix with 4 points. Andy Frank with 2 points. Dave Brown still to get on the board. Mark Phoenix, you kick off the final round of questions with this one. Last week, President Joe Biden delivered his first address to a joint session of Congress. Which president delivered the first State of the Union address that Biden attended as a senator?
Quick math. I was told there'd be no math. Was it Reagan?
It was not Reagan. Andy Frank.
I'll go with Richard Milhouse Nixon.
You are correct. I was hoping I'd get to read the options off because the reference that Mark made there to I was told there would be no math, course, the Chevy Chase character on Saturday Night Live of Gerald Ford, who was president at one point. But no, it was, in fact, Richard Nixon in his final State of the Union before resigning over the Watergate scandal. Biden became a senator in 1973, but Nixon that year sent Congress a written message rather than delivering a speech. But there you go, Joe Biden and Richard Nixon. So Andy with 3 points, Mark Phoenix with 4 points, Dave Brown with zero.
It's a true Donut Tuesday over
do
here.
Do I not get 2 points for that guess? Because you never read the options.
That's You're true. Correct. 2 points for you. We got a tie game.
That's why I'm the manager.
Keeping us honest here. I love it. Pulling a little Anderson Cooper there, keeping us honest.
That's right.
Dave Brown, Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels, a rare two-way baseball star, started a game as a pitcher on Monday last week while leading Major League Baseball in home runs hit. Who was the last player to do that?
The man who a chocolate bar was named after, Babe Ruth.
Oh, kinda. It was actually after, it was his daughter that he thought that it was being named after his daughter, Baby Ruth, for the chocolate bar. But no matter, you get 2 points, Dave. That's a big, big get for you. And the candy bar manufacturer back then said that they'd named it after the president's daughter at the time. I can't remember who the president was at the time, but in any event, Babe Ruth wasn't happy about it. Babe Ruth, 19 home runs on June 13th, 1921, when he appeared as a starting pitcher for the Yankees. Baseball writers describing Ohtani as a revelation, but has had several injuries since coming to the majors in 2018. So going into our final question here, and we've got a tie score here between Mark Phoenix and Andy Frank. And Andy, this question's for you for all the points. In an effort to reduce vaccination hesitancy and encourage people to get a COVID shot, what U.S.-based pastry shop or company is offering free treats if you can show proof of immunization?
I'll need the options.
Your options are Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme Donuts, or Entenmann's Pastries.
I was going to go with Krispy Kreme, so since it's in the list, Krispy Kreme.
For the win! Woo! For the win! Yes, indeed. Krispy Kreme Donuts is offering free donuts if you can prove immunization. Other places in the U.S. That are offering some kind of reward. There have been $50 gift cards that have been offered up. There have been cannabis shops offering up free rolled joints. Joints for a Jab is the name of some campaigns happening. Krispy Kreme Donuts right there. And so with that extra point, giving them 5 on the day, our winner is... Congratulations, 5 points to you, 4 points for Mark, 2 points for Dave. Thanks for playing, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take that, Kevin.
Thanks for hosting.
Andy, congratulations on the big win. Thank you for bringing the donuts today. It makes my loss a little bit easier to digest. Mark, great effort on your end. Mike, awesome job being Quizmaster. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.